Hey guys, Sean Jameson here. And firstly, I'd like to welcome you to this edition of the Bad Girls Bible Sex Secrets audio series. Just like with the other products from the Bad Girls Bible, the Sex Secrets audio series is designed to improve your sex life and to let you have fun while doing it. So this recording will help to show you how to break through those barriers of sexual anxiety and of nervousness and help you to become more sexually confident. And ultimately, to help you have a more fulfilling sex life. So, if you've ever felt awkward or nervous or anxious when getting sexual with your man, then you'll find that this recording will help to put you on the road to having much more sexual confidence. Now, while some people they'll try and have you believe that gaining sexual confidence is a quick and near instantaneous process, like turning on or off a light switch. The truth is that it's not. It's a long process and it takes time and patience and a little bit of hard work. Now, this recording thankfully will shave years off that process, but again, it's not gonna happen overnight. It still takes time. So the first thing we're gonna talk about is sexual anxiety and where it comes from before we actually get on to talking about sexual confidence. So sexual anxiety, it's something that's completely normal and natural. It would actually be a bit weirder if you had never felt sexual anxiety before. Everybody has some kind of anxiety from time to time when it comes to getting sexual with their partner. So if you feel it, then it's actually a good sign that you're human, that you're normal, that you're just like everybody else. In general, people feel anxiety when they're in unfamiliar situations, or they're in situations where they feel like they have to perform, or it's a situation where they feel like they're being judged. Or they just feel like they have to put on a show, that there's a bit of pressure on them. Now, you can probably remember that feeling when you had to give a big presentation, or when you started a new job, or during any kind of public speaking. Maybe you remember it, feeling that anxiety when you had to give a presentation to the class, maybe show and tell, something like that. Now, like I said before, it's natural and everybody feels it. So don't think you're the only one, because I can tell you, I feel it too from time to time. So sexual anxiety, it's quite similar to regular anxiety. You may feel it because the guy you're with, maybe he's a bit more experienced than you, or he says he's more experienced than you, even though he's not. You may feel it because maybe you might think he's going to judge you on your sexual ability. You may feel it because you might feel that you need to put on a show for your man, whether it's talking dirty, giving him a good blowjob, or trying out specific sex positions that you've never actually tried before. You may feel it because, it's your first time trying something new. And you may feel it because, you might feel that your man, he's going to judge your body, or you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel fully comfortable with your body when you're naked. The truth is, every single person feels sexual anxiety on some level, whether you've never had sex before or even if you're an experienced porn star. So that's sexual anxiety. Now that I've discussed what sexual anxiety is and where it comes from, it's time to talk about sexual confidence and how to get it. Sexual confidence, in its essence, is being comfortable with your body and who you are, coupled with a feeling of excitement with little worry, while at the same time being well aware of any risks. It's that feeling you have when you're looking forward to something, but in this case, you're obviously looking forward to getting intimate or getting sexual with your man. Sexual confidence, it's not just about how much sex you've had, as lots of people who've had lots of sex aren't actually that sexually confident. It's something that most people naturally gain over time. But obviously, the purpose of this recording is to get you up to speed and get you to gain your sexual confidence as quickly as possible. So that's what sexual anxiety was, and that's what sexual confidence is, what I'm talking about just there. So now that we've kind of talked about them, you're probably wondering, what can you do to gain sexual confidence? What specific things you can do? So I want to give you a number of them. Tip number one. I've said it before, but I really do need to say it again, just to make sure you fully understand it and it's fully kind of hammered home and ingrained on you. And that is the first stage to getting sexual confidence is actually realizing that feeling anxious and a little nervous from time to time is perfectly normal. The way for getting past these anxious feelings is actually quite counterintuitive. Don't try and fight them. Don't try and repress them. Don't try and get all tense about them. Instead, just accept the fact that you'll feel at least a little anxious from time to time when getting sexual with someone. Also accept the fact that feeling anxious, but continuing on with what you were planning to do will actually build your confidence going forwards. In other words, when you feel anxious about trying something new, just try it anyway, and that way the next time you try it, it will be a lot easier to do, as you'll already have experienced it. And as a result, because you've done it before, you'll feel more relaxed and more at ease. Again, your sexual anxiety might not have totally gone away, but it'll be greatly reduced. That's tip number one. Tip number two is something that it has to do with your attitude. And like I've said before, gaining sexual confidence takes time. Just like the fact that, you know, Rome, it wasn't built in a day, we all know that saying, neither is your sexual confidence. In a way, you need to see it like something that's like going on a kind of fun journey. You start a journey with little or no sexual confidence at all, and then you have some interesting and some fun experiences, and then you finish the journey with tons of sexual confidence. So the best attitude to take on this sexual journey is a positive one and an explorative one. So one where you're exploring and you're in a good frame of mind. It's crucial to speeding up the whole process. It's one where you look forward to trying new things with your man and discovering what you like and what he likes. Along the way, you may end up trying a few things that you're not totally into, but that's just part of the journey. The crucial thing is your attitude. If you're actively seeking out fun and interesting experiences with your man, then you're going to pretty much be guaranteed to gain your sexual confidence a whole lot quicker. Tip number three. So another fantastic way to gain sexual confidence is to do some experimentation with someone you feel comfortable being around. When you're with a guy who intimidates you or who's someone who seems so much more confident than you, you'll naturally feel just a little bit anxious when you're around him, maybe a little less confident, especially if he's someone, you know, who doesn't compliment you a whole lot, or he's someone who's not very positive to be around. So getting sexual with a guy who intimidates you is going to make it, it's going to make it a whole lot harder for you to build your sexual confidence. Instead, what I recommend is finding a guy who you feel comfortable being around, you feel at ease at, and you feel, you know, quite relaxed experimenting with. Now, obviously, you should still be attracted to him. So I'm not talking about your gay best friend who you feel super comfortable around, but you're not exactly attracted to him. It needs to be someone you're attracted to. You have to be attracted to him. So you'll automatically be less intimidated, you'll be less anxious or nervous or even scared of getting intimate, getting sexual with a guy who you feel completely comfortable being around. As you do start to get intimate with this guy you feel comfortable around, it's important then to start experimenting and start trying new things with him that you have learned about in the Bad Girls Bible and in the Blowjob Bible and in the Sex Secrets audio series. Now, what I'm not saying that you should just sleep around with a ton of different guys just because you feel comfortable with them, just to get some sexual confidence. What I'm saying is that you should consider finding one discreet guy who you feel comfortable being around, just to experiment with, to help you gain some confidence. Now, that word discreet is crucial. It's very important. He should be someone who knows how to keep his mouth shut, so he's not someone who goes around and tells all your friends and all his friends about what you're doing. So that's tip number three. Tip number four, the next way that I advise you to approach getting more sexual confidence is learning about your own body. And no, I don't mean taking, you know, a biology class or an anatomy class. I mean that you should examine what you enjoy in bed and what kinds of things really get you going and really turn you on. Through experimenting with things like masturbation, you'll discover what areas of your body that you find to be the most sensitive and to be the most arousing to have touched or stimulated, and what areas don't really give you that much pleasure. So getting comfortable with your body and discovering what you enjoy the most is a really great way to gain extra confidence. It won't actually make you that much better in bed with your man, but it will help you to enjoy sex with your man a whole lot more. As you're aware, you'll be much more aware and in tune with what angles and what positions, sex positions, stimulate your most sensitive areas. So getting comfortable with yourself physically, it's only part of the equation. The other part is realizing that it's perfectly normal and fine to have sexual fantasies. If you've ever read a book like Nancy Friday's My Secret Garden, or any books similar to it that have recorded some of the common female fantasies, you'll realize that everybody has fantasies that they don't exactly want to talk about it, and that they don't, you know, that aren't necessarily that mainstream, but you will realize that tons of people have them, and it's nothing wrong with having those kind of fantasies. Tip number 5. So along with getting to know what areas of your body give you the most pleasure, you also need to learn how to turn yourself on and how to get yourself in the mood. So you'll find that things like the lighting, maybe what you're wearing, maybe the music, along with, you know, where you are, the location, where you're getting sexual, can have a massive impact for turning you on. And knowing what turns you on is really important, as it means that you can prepare a sort of ritual to undertake or do before you even see your man. So you might find that listening to a certain song or even watching a song or a video on YouTube kind of gets you in the mood. It makes you feel more confident. Maybe it turns you on a little bit, or maybe it just relaxes you. So you might also feel that, you know, the same with maybe wearing underwear that's particularly sexy, like lingerie, under your regular clothes. You know, it also gets you in that kind of mood where you're feeling more confident, feeling more relaxed, maybe even feeling a little turned on. Or maybe it's, you know, after a glass of wine, maybe it's even after doing something like eating some chocolate. In many ways, it's kind of similar to what I was just talking about when learning more about your own body, learning more where you get most of your pleasure from. So before you next plan on getting intimate with your man, figure out what types of things get you in the mood and write them down and then make a ritual out of them. That way, when you do see your man, you'll already be in the mood. You'll already be quite relaxed, quite turned on, feeling quite confident. This will make you feel, you know, a lot more confident then going forward, and a lot more worry-free and less anxious when you're getting sexual with your man. Okay, so that was tip number 5. Tip number 6 is, you know, it's something that you'll find from the Bad Girls Bible, from the Blowjob Bible, and even from the Sex Secrets audio series, is that they're all crammed with really great advice, really great tips, techniques, different positions, locations, variations on having great sex. And the thing I've found is that if you try to memorize every single one, then you're going to end up putting a lot of pressure on yourself to perform or to kind of master them, which results in a sort of performance anxiety and which kind of ultimately leads to a loss of sexual confidence. You find that a much better way to approaching this is to only try and memorize one or two techniques that you haven't done before. So it could be something as simple as, you know, just learning to give your man a hand job or learning just one new position. And you'll find that just doing that, just concentrating on just one or two things, takes a lot of the pressure off and it just makes it a lot easier. Tip number 7. Now, one of the last things that I have to say on gaining sexual confidence is that it takes time. And that you'll inevitably make some mistakes along the way. But you'll find that the mistakes you do make, they're never a big deal. They're always just, you know, something small. It's never going to be a biggie. You may have heard someone saying that you can get rid of sexual anxiety within 5 minutes or within 2 minutes just by speaking to yourself in front of a mirror every morning, or by listening to some sort of hypnotic recording or something similar. Unfortunately, from what I've found, these methods just aren't that reliable. Dealing with many students and getting feedback from them, I found that the best way to gain sexual confidence is through practice and experience. This is the same if you want to get great at chess, or you want to get great at computer programming, or even if you want to get great at baseball. No one in any of these disciplines has ever had a flawless career or even anything close to it. In baseball, if you have a 300 batting average, that's considered very good. And that's only hitting the ball 3 times for every 10 pitches. So just like I said, that you need to accept the fact that you can't fight sexual anxiety. You need to accept the fact that you can never ever hope to have a sort of perfect sexual experience with your man without making any mistakes and everything going smoothly and perfectly. Unfortunately, you're going to make small mistakes along the way. They'll never be a big deal, you know, and the key is to not worry too much about it and just to keep moving forward and to obviously just, you know, make a note of it, make a mental note of it, and try to prevent it from happening in the future. Now, if you do find that you're getting very stressed out and that you're feeling huge amounts of anxiety at the thought of getting sexual with your man to the point where, you know, you're almost having panic attacks, then I strongly advise you to consult a doctor if it's getting to that stage. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is something that I think would be really helpful for you, and that is the fact that I get a ton of emails about this topic, and unfortunately, I can't answer every single one. I just don't have the time. But one thing I have noticed is that a lot of the emails I get cover the same sorts of topics, and I get them over and over again. So what I want to do is I want to address them now, as I'll be able to cover many of your most common questions and your common problems about sexual confidence and gaining it and keeping it. The first question that I get very often is about feeling like you've suddenly lost all your sexual confidence that you once had. And this often seems to happen when you first start to get close to a new guy. And a lot of people want to know why they suddenly feel like they've lost all their confidence that they previously had, or that they had, you know, with their previous boyfriend, but now suddenly they're just not confident around their new guy when they're getting intimate. Now, the funny thing that this is completely normal. It's nothing weird, it's totally normal. And almost everyone feels this way, you know, both guys and girls to varying degrees when they start seeing someone new. In this case, it just takes some time to build up your sexual confidence again. Just keep doing what you normally would do, and it will return. It really is as simple as that. Just like you might sometimes feel a tinge or a small amount of nervousness when you first meet someone that you're instantly attracted to, you're also going to feel that same kind of nervousness the first few times you get intimate with your new man. The really funny thing is that your man he's probably feeling the same way too. He's probably feeling nervous and he's probably feeling anxious too when he gets intimate with you. So he's often going to be so worried about how well he performs and how well, you know, how much enjoyment you get out of it from him, that he's not even thinking about you. That's something to think about. Now, you're probably wondering what's the best cure for this, and it's simple. It's just to accept the fact that it's totally normal to feel less sexually confident with a new guy than when you're in a long-term relationship with the same man, you know, for a really long time. And also accept the fact that this feeling, it's going to pass with time. The more you're intimate with your man, with your new man, the more quickly it's going to pass. You might also find that re-listening to the first part of this recording, where I give specific tips on how to keep and gain sexual confidence and avoid sexual anxiety, it's really helpful in identifying specific strategies that will help you become more sexually confident. Another common question that I get from people is this: Sean, I feel really confident in my everyday life, whether it's at school, at work, or even speaking in public. But when it comes to getting sexual with a guy, I'm not that confident at all. What can I do? Okay, now this is a common question that I get quite often, and I really want to hammer home and be quite precise with my response. Firstly, is that something you'll find in life is people are naturally confident at doing certain things, while others might not be as confident at that specific thing. And this is certainly true for public speaking. Some people are great at it and they're confident at it, and some people aren't. But the great thing is that you can learn almost anything and improve greatly on almost any skill. Now, I need to think back to things that you were previously not so good at. But that you're now really competent at, that you're now really good at. So this could be anything from learning how to drive a car, to learning how to type, to even learning how to read. But every one of these, I'm guessing that initially you weren't excellent at them. you weren't even that good at them. But with time and with practice, you slowly improve to the point where it takes, for now anyway, it takes very little effort to drive. It takes very little effort to type quickly or to read efficiently. You can do it very, very fast. It's crucial that you see gaining sexual confidence in the same light. It's something like learning to read, like learning to drive, or learn to, you know, type quickly and efficiently. It's something that's changeable. So it's not like something like your physical height, which is fixed. It's more like how much you weigh. It takes some effort on your part, but ultimately it's under your control. You can lose weight if you're a little overweight. If you're underweight, you can gain weight. But just like with losing and gaining weight, getting confidence takes time. It's not an overnight change, and you need to accept that fact. So like I explained in the first part of the recording, a great way to gain confidence is to only try to learn one or two different techniques first before moving on to trying others once you've mastered them. Wait until you really master them and then move on and learn another one or two and add them to your repertoire. In this way, you'll slowly but surely build up a library of techniques to use on your man. Now, another interesting question I get from time to time is from people asking me how come every one of their friends, they seem so confident and they seem so experienced with getting sexual with a guy. They just seem so sexually confident. They're always talking about it. Well, the people asking me the question, they don't feel that sexually confident themselves. Now, this isn't really a big deal at all. It might seem like a big deal in your eyes, in your mind, but the fact is that they would have had to go through the same feelings as you may be feeling right now to get to where they are. With that being said, the truth is that a lot of people like to talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So they like to talk themselves up a lot when in actual fact, they might not be that experienced or they might not be that confident in getting intimate with their man. It's just a fact of life. So there's no need to believe everything they say or that they brag about. Okay, so a question that I don't get as often as the other questions I've just gone through, but I really want to address anyway, is this. Hey Sean, I've read all your books, I've listened to all your recordings, and I've read every page on the Bad Girls Bible website, but I haven't yet got a chance to even try them out. And for some reason, I don't feel that sexually confident. I don't have much sexual confidence yet, even though I've read everything and listened to all the recordings on the Sex Secrets audio series. Okay, so the answer to this is really simple. If you're serious about gaining sexual confidence, you absolutely need to actually have some real-world experience. Otherwise, it's like reading a book about how to drive a car without ever actually trying to drive a car in real life. So you'll find that without actually getting sexually intimate with a guy, even though you've read everything, you're not really going to get that much more sexually confident. You need that real world experience. And once you get that, along with using these tips and these techniques, you'll find that your sexual confidence grows really, really quickly. Okay, that's it for this month's recording, guys. The key now is to use this information and to go out there and to try it.